From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley told VOA this week she believes it was good that North and South Korea are talking, but it does not excuse their behavior.
I think this is doing what North Korea has always done, which is when things get hot, start talking. But the problem is we're not going to play the same game we've always played. We're not going to just talk and think that they've suddenly seen seen their ways and seen the way out.
Haley said North Korea not only has to tell the international community it's stopping its programs, but demonstrate it as well. Human Rights Watch has released its annual report for 2018, calling on political leaders to fight what the group calls authoritarian populist agendas. Kenneth Roth, executive director of Human Rights Watch, criticized U.S. President Donald Trump.
Trump has been a disaster for human rights, in part because he keeps embracing strongmen. He seems to have this insatiable desire to embrace people who have been able to govern without the checks and balances of democracy.
Roth also said French President Emmanuel Macron needs to be more active in defending human rights. Senior Zimbabwe opposition leader Roy Bennett was killed late Wednesday with his wife and three others in a helicopter crash in New Mexico. Another passenger who was injured in the crash managed to get away and call for help. The 60-year-old Bennett was treasurer general of the opposition movement for democratic change and a fierce opponent of longtime President Robert Mugabe, who was forced to resign late last year. You're listening to VOA News in Washington. House Republicans facing a Friday night deadline to approve funding keeping the government open in the U.S. rallied enough votes within their own party to pass the bill, which now faces a tough fight in the U.S. Senate. House Speaker Paul Ryan said if the government shuts down, Democrats will be to blame.
The president created this mess, though, by essentially rescinding the DACA program and creating this artificial crisis, and they need to work with us to fix it.
That was Senator Adam Schiff, who said Democrats won't sign on to any agreement that doesn't protect the program known as DACA, the people who came to the U.S. as children with their undocumented parents. And here's House Speaker Paul Ryan saying the Democrats are to blame.
It is risky, it is reckless, and it is wrong. I ask the American people to understand this. The only people standing in the way of keeping the government open are Senate Democrats.
Lawmakers have two options, either agree on a one-month temporary spending measure or shut down the government until funding can be agreed upon. Syria's foreign ministry said Thursday the U.S. military's presence in Syria is an act of aggression and a violation of sovereignty. The comments came after U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson outlined plans in a speech Wednesday for the United States to remain engaged diplomatically and militarily in Syria long after the defeat of the radical Islamic State group.
The president created this mess, though, by essentially rescinding the DACA program and creating this artificial crisis, and they need to work with us to fix it.
Our military mission in Syria will remain conditions-based. We cannot make the same mistakes that were made in 2011 when a premature departure from Iraq allowed al-Qaeda in Iraq to survive and eventually morph into ISIS.
He said this will be part of a broader strategy to prevent the terror group's resurgence. The United States has led a coalition carrying out airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Syria and Iraq since 2014. A Chinese-American journalist who extensively interviewed an exiled businessman says his wife has been kidnapped and held for months by Chinese security forces. Chen Xiaoping, a New York-based editor at the Chinese language Mirror Media Group, tells the Associated Press a new video that surfaced this week of his wife denouncing his work was filmed under duress.
After I see, I watch the YouTube of my wife, I feel shocked. So I have no way to help my wife. I feel guilty.
In September, his wife, who remained in China, sent him a message saying she was in trouble. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.